Luba, give us your thoughts on panic buying, because I see that you are as irritated about it as I am.
It is irritating, Howard, because, I mean, you know, I just went looking for bread and I couldn't find bread at Woolies. And yesterday I went looking for chicken. And I mean, people are literally buying. When I've asked the assistants, they say people aren't even stopping to look at what they're buying. They park their trolley and they literally scoop up things, throw them in the trolley and off they go. And it's madness because, you know, the stores can't even replenish that quickly. But, you know, it's interesting because if you look at different communities, I mean, when I've chatted to people in the black community, some whose husbands are doctors are alarmed and some are very chilled. You know, we were supposed to have a conference starting on Sunday going through to Tuesday. We had two meetings and people are saying, but why are you canceling it? We're saying, well, we can't go more than 100. And right now I've got a meeting that I've got to go to and people are saying, it's about praying for Jerusalem, peace of Jerusalem. And people are saying, we continue. And I'm saying, okay, but how do we handle this? And they're saying, well, we've got a place that takes 400 people, put 100 people in, space them 2 meters apart. We are going to do this whether you like it or not. So I think it depends on the community. I'm finding certainly in the Christian community, people are saying life continues. Some churches have gone to live streaming, but some people are refusing and they're saying you can't be deterred from what you're going to do because of this issue. Now, some think it's negligent. It's crazy. It's suicidal, but some are saying no. So it's difficult. So as it seems, don't shoot me, but, the guys want to go on Sunday and they want to rather have 3 meetings with 100 people each throughout the day.
Yeah, I guess maybe that is the answer. I know that one of the shuls have done that is they've introduced new services so that you could bring the numbers down. People could sit, you know, more than a seat away from each other, and that way you can still pray. And the reality is that is the law. For now, now that we're starting to see local transmission, it might be reduced. But that is kind of where we're at. I know the one synagogue, the one shul has announced that no kids under the age of 12 or 13 should come because, of this exact issue that we've just spoken about.
How are they comfortable to go shopping? But people don't want to, you know, you're saying 100 people, 200 people are dangerous in one place. I'm not arguing, but I'm just simply saying people are quite happy to go shopping. And this is what defies logic, is that when you go to these stores, that they're packed. I mean, at Pick and Pay, the queues were going into the aisles. Yet the same people are fearful of catching the virus and they weren't wearing masks or anything. So it's almost very contradictory that you're saying I want to go and hoard and buy food and stay at home, but you're willing to put yourself out there in very congested shopping malls.
Yeah, it is. I don't think we know how to behave. It's completely unusual. We're trying to figure this out, I guess. So, you know, my whole thing about people overbuying is it's almost a sense of control. It's a false sense of control, of course. It's to give yourself the comfort that you're actually doing something and there is something to be done. Whereas, as I've been saying for the last while, the very message of this virus is exactly the opposite. Just stop. Be still. Stop trying to do. Let it happen. And there's more chance that we'll be okay that way than running out, as you say, to crowded shopping malls to buy toilet paper that you're never going to use.
But I think let's be honest and say that the majority of the population don't have the funds to go on a shopping spree
100%.
Of that note. So it's a few people with enough disposable income to go and blow 10,000 in the mid-month.
Exactly.
Whereas
exactly.
The average person is waiting until the 15th, 20th, or 30th. And even when that day comes, they've got other priorities, so they aren't going to panic buy. And I think that's what's making it difficult, because you are starting to see anger and resentment where people are saying, you guys who are wealthy enough to travel, have gone overseas and have probably got the virus, brought it back to us. Now you can go shopping and you can go and buy all the food, so the stores are empty. So I'm starting to see that where there's a lot of anger on social media where people are saying, you're wealthy enough to travel and you're wealthy enough to empty the shopping aisles.
Right. It is a very, very real problem, and I think we are in danger of that becoming more of a thing. And that's also why responsible behavior and responsible buying is important. You know, whereas obviously it's not a rational thing to blame anybody because they happen to be overseas, maybe on business, maybe on pleasure. But, you know, especially because many people traveling on business are the people that are employing people here. So let's not knock that. So that's why economies work, why people have jobs, etc.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's a level of irrational nationality, and we're seeing that happening all around us. And I think we have to be very, very careful about that. That's why we spoke to Rabbi Aaron Zilberg a little bit earlier, and he spoke about reaching out, looking for ways to be able to reach out to other people, not only in your own community, but further, further outside of the ring of your community, to be able to see how to help people, because it is a very difficult time ahead of us, and we need to be cognizant of that. It's unfortunately 9 o'clock. Luba, we're going to maybe try and catch you again later this week, just because that 5 minutes was definitely not enough for a good conversation. It is 9 o'clock. I hope you have a great day. Stay sane, stay distant.